make of this whole position here?
Like I said, we may be young, but I think it's a talented group. And if sometimes I think being the youngest guys out there isn't a bad thing. You got a bunch of guys that are able to learn the game, absorb the coaching, especially with the new defense, kind of have a blank slate, not have any different kind of fundamentals, things past that could affect how they play now. So it's young guys, but we're out there competing. We're a bunch of good guys, a bunch of good football players. There's a reason we're all here, and that's to make this team and make a better team and help us win football games.
Did you do anything this offseason to help yourself stay healthy throughout?
I did. I kind of went back and reworked kind of everything I'd done because I've been hurt the first 2 years. When one of them was kind of an injury that it didn't matter what would happen, having the break in the foot. But I went back, changed my diet completely. I did doing this new type of stretching called FST. It's incredibly made me a lot more flexible. It hopefully will prevent with the little muscle pulls and that type of thing in the future. But I've definitely gone back and kind of reworked and looked at all the little things I can change because it's time to produce, and the time is now.
You said you changed your diet. I mean, mm-hmm. did you? I mean, you're not. Are you thinner or less body fat?
Less body fat. Yeah. I used to growing up down south, I loved Chick-fil-A, and I gave up eating Chick-fil-A breakfast and that type of stuff. Gave up all the fast food. Started eating a lot more greens. Worked with a nutritionist here. All the guys in the south are hard to give that up, but it's something that I've always kind of been a bad eater because I've always wanted to gain weight, and now I'm kind of at the weight I want to be. I needed to change that, and it's helped a lot with inflammation, recovery after workout. So it's been a great change.
Do you know what kind of player you are right now, given the fact you've missed almost 2 years with injury? I mean, you know what you were coming out of school. Do you know what you are now?
I'd like to think that being that time off, it's definitely something I'm lacking the experience. I think that I can show that I can play at this level with what I did last year, the preseason. But it's definitely somewhere I got to get the reps. There's no greater teacher than experience. Getting out there, getting in the heat of the battle, and that's where I need to show myself.
Were you surprised when the offseason came and Trelk left, and then, you know, Demps wasn't re-signed and Stevie Brown wasn't re-signed, and, you know, all it was a clean slate situation? Were you surprised as, you know, that none of them came back?
I was very surprised because those are veteran leaders, guys that have won a lot of games for this team and produced at a high level. I was sad to see them go. Those were guys I learned a lot from my first couple of years, incredible leaders, and now we got a bunch of young guys that need to step up and fill that void.
How does it help you to be practicing with the ones?
It's incredible. You're going against a future Hall of Fame quarterback every day, so there's nothing better to get ready for Sundays when it matters than going against those type of players. And we have some of the best skill position guys on offense, and then guys we're working with on defense. You got that's who you're going to be out there making the calls with, making the checks, making the adjustments. So starting to build that chemistry and continuity you need in a defense.
Obviously, nothing settled yet, but you and Landon seem to be working with the ones. How do you guys fit together? How do you mesh together?
I think we're definitely starting to build that chemistry, and I think we're starting as it's gone on, we're definitely getting more comfortable with each other. We make a lot of the calls in the defense, and we're starting to play off each other, show a little more disguise, kind of getting more of the flow of things, stop thinking and just playing football with this new defense. And I think both being young guys, the first couple days we're making sure we got everybody lined up, but now we're starting to get in the flow of things and starting to make plays.
You're two big safeties.
Yeah, two big safeties. There's nothing wrong with that. Two big guys that can run around and hit and make plays on the ball.
I mean, you've always been the biggest safety, I would guess, right?
Yeah, I've always been big. I think I can run a little bit better than people give me credit for, but it's two big safeties. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as we go out there and produce, it doesn't matter.